It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fenny. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fenny.
Good morning. I'm Jason Fenny.
And today in the news...
Wow, it feels early today, and it's not any earlier than any other day at this time, is it?
I'm doing fine.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
I've got some coffee, and I suggest our listener do the same.
Coming up today on the show, we're going to do New Spins Me Right Round.
Oh, I love that game.
You'll see. You'll see later.
I love it.
What else, Jason Fetty?
I'm going to sing the Police Blotter.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. Mike Waldman will be here as well, highlighting some rare tracks in the 9 a.m. hour. That's what we do.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You should stick it right here. It's KX93.5.
Right there.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Let's start in local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. The school district asked the public to participate in an online survey at ecrasurvey.com/Laguna about the desired characteristics and skills they would like to see in the next superintendent. The deadline for feedback is December 30th. The district retained a search firm that specializes in assisting school boards trying to hire superintendents. Administrators hope for public input. There are three forums scheduled in the next 2 weeks, Wednesday, December 2nd at 6 p.m., another Monday, December 7th, and the third, Wednesday, December 9th.
Okay.
I wasn't looking at you, but I knew you were so bored.
No, it's all right. Actually, the superintendent of schools around in Laguna gets paid a lot of money. It's one of the highest paid.
Laguna is the highest paid district in Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Very highly paid and have to do a lot of work for that money. It's a fortune. I think it's over $300,000 a year.
Wow.
So,
important job.
Important job, big money, and better do a decent crack at it. Otherwise, got me to see. They're sending me over there. I'm going over there this afternoon. Going to have a little word.
ecrasurvey.com/Laguna. That's where you can say what you want in your superintendent.
Oh, I'm going there.
I remember a very brief story. In fifth grade, we got a new principal at middle school, and we did a survey to find out what we wanted in our principal. And the number one response that we wanted him to be funny. So we ended up with a pretty funny principal.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm glad the kids got a say in that.
So that's a good good suggestion on the superintendent. Good sense of humor. A 35-year-old man was arrested for felony assault with a deadly weapon after he intentionally ran into another man who was on foot at South Coast Highway and Anita Street Saturday afternoon. A witness was contacted at the scene where he showed police a video of a white BMW striking the pedestrian and fleeing the intersection. The suspect, identified as, ready, Pablo Esteban Cifuentes of Murrieta, denied that there had been a traffic crash. He said the pedestrian intentionally threw himself onto the BMW's hood. He added that he and the victim had gotten into a road rage argument. It would appear that Cifuentes was unaware that police had already seen the incident via the video taken by the witness. And finally, adding injury to insult, Cifuentes accidentally slammed his hand into his own car door when he met with the police.
Ouch. Yeah.
Don't hit other people with your car on purpose.
It's an incident, isn't it?
Don't do it on accident, but especially don't do it on purpose.
No. Be careful. That's our advice.
Just don't road rage.
Yeah, it's officially our advice. Be careful.
Shall we look at some world news?
Yeah, come on. There's loads of stuff going on in the news.
Well, yeah. Also here in town. Cifuentes. All right. One of the world's most volatile regions was roiled further Tuesday when Turkey shot down a Russian warplane near the Turkish-Syrian border. Turkey said it hit the plane after it repeatedly violated Turkey's airspace and ignored 10 warnings. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the downing of the Russian plane a stab in the back that will have serious consequences for Russia's relationship with Turkey. NATO's governing body, the North Atlantic Council, said it would hold an emergency meeting in Brussels at 5 p.m., which is 8 a.m. our time today.
We shouldn't be arming Turkey, especially at this time of year, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up. They're already upset. You like Turkey?
Turkey good?
Yes, they're very dangerous.
You know, I have another story in here about Russia being kind of cool lately. Because Russia has been kind of cool lately.
Oh.
Because don't you think, because when after all the Parisian attacks,
yes,
Putin said something pretty cool. He was like, I don't remember what it was, but it was
like,
cool.
It's not nice what they did.
Yeah, like,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we're gonna mess you guys up. It was pretty cool.
Oh, did
you
do one of
cool.
those?
Yeah, it was just like a really, like, he shouldn't have said that, but it was awesome.
You're riding on a horse.
Very,
no,
very badass.
No shirt on.
And the other Russian story this morning is that they banned Scientology.
Oh.
They banned the Church of Scientology. They said the organization does not comply with the federal law and freedom of religion, and it's no longer allowed in Russia.
Well, there you go.
So wow. Russia's being kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Right?
He doesn't care. That thing about Russia is Putin, he doesn't care. He just does what he wants. You've got to respect that. You can't help but respect him for that. Even though he's a megalomaniac and a psychopath, probably. He does what he wants.
Right. I'll find that quote later. He said something really cool.
About Scientology or about France?
No, about ISIS, yeah.
Right.
Anything else you want to know on that one? That's all I got.
And it seems to me that ISIS is basically a website. Is that right? ISIS is just a website.
Well, they use a lot of digital means, as I understand it, to recruit and form and... Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what is they actually physically do. They don't really do anything. I think it seems to me they're just sort of a website where nutters go and they get all wound up and fired
well,
up.
Then they do something.
And then those people do stuff.
Right.
But it's not like...
No, they don't have like a meeting place. You're right. That's why it's so hard to identify and to take out this organization because it's so scattered. And yeah, that's why the online hacking way of finding them seems to be the most efficient way to shut them down.
We shouldn't call them ISIS anymore. We should call them ISIS.com.
Well, they've got like three names already.
.org. ISIL, some people say.
Yeah,
IS. The president keeps saying ISIL. Which sounds like something you would wash your clothes.
I don't understand ISIL the difference.
Keeps your clothes whiter than white. And Daesh is another.
Right, that's like the way of putting it in.
It's an acronym for the Arabic for whatever they call themselves.
Too much to keep track of.
No, I don't know.
Hey, how about one more story?
Go on.
Did you know that young people are on track to be poorer than their parents at every stage of their lives?
I'd heard this, but now do you have some proper statistics to prove it?
Some.
Okay.
The study said that households actually grew richer during the financial crisis, mostly because of increased pension values over the period from 2006 to 2012.
Right, but it wasn't money that they could actually actualize. It was money that was just growing as time
pensions,
went on.
Sorry. Yeah. And the slow rate of growth in overall wealth suggested that young people would lag behind earlier generations. Household wealth increased in real terms in the late 2000s, mostly, again, private pension entitlements.
Right.
That's all I know.
Okay.
So anyway, I remain poor.
As do I. Never mind. It'll be all right.
You didn't get any pensions in 2006?
Not on a DJ's wages.
Or a traveling musician's wages.
Yeah. What are we doing next time?
Trying to take over the world.
Ah, good one. I thought you'd say that.
Next, we are Sing the Police Blotter.
Okay.
Not far off.
All right.
Jason Fetty's going to do his Tuesday thing on KX93.5 Daily Scramble Live. Do you know that you're on the air right now?
No, I'm on the air. Really? I'm practicing. Are we doing it now?
No, we're not doing it now. Not quite.
Right.
Jason's going to sing the police blotter coming up. That's what he's practicing for. Our local police blotter is filled with a lot of naivety and innocent crime, and I'm sure Jason will highlight another good one for you this morning.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
Yeah.
We just played the Mountain Goats. We played this year. I saw the Mountain Goats at the Troubadour in L.A. maybe 7 years ago.
Wow.
One of my favorite bands in high schoolish era. And I loved him. Just totally enchanted the place.
Yeah.
Song called This Year.
They made it through that year, actually, that they made that song.
Exactly.
And I don't think it did kill them. It didn't kill them. They're still alive. So, good one.
Good writing and accurate. Yesterday, Jason did something on my phone that we need to report on this morning.
What?
Maybe you already forgot, but yesterday I was showing Jason something. In fact, I'll just tell everyone what I was
just saying.
I'll just tell the whole story.
I do remember this. It was Instagram, which is a thing I'm not familiar with. Instagram.
Anybody can relate to this story in maybe a few different ways.
Okay.
I don't know how we got on the topic, but I found out that one of my ex-girlfriends is now dating a woman. Okay.
Yeah.
She wasn't dating a woman at the time. She was dating me.
Is that legal?
And
how
now,
dare she?
And now she's dating a woman.
Right.
It's been many, many years since we dated. But I found this out somehow, and I found it really interesting. So Jason became curious of this subject. So,
I became bi-curious.
So I pulled open Instagram, and I found a photo mm-hmm. of said ex-girlfriend and right. her new female lover.
Yeah.
And I had to dig like a month back in Instagram in order to find it. Because you see the first picture, and you're like, all right, not that one, not that one, not that one, not that one. And then you finally find one.
Mm-hmm.
So I hand Jason the phone, and I say, Jason, take a look at this picture of my ex-girlfriend and her female lover. And Jason tried to zoom in with his two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, that doesn't work on Instagram.
As I now know.
So you went for the second choice, which is double tapping the screen,
yep.
which likes the photo. Yep. On Instagram.
A little heart popped up, actually.
you hearted the picture of my
ex-girlfriend
and her new female lover.
Yeah.
Which might look to her as a passive-aggressive play
Maybe.
At her new relationship.
Or you might be going, whoa, gay lovers, that's sexy.
I don't know what she thought of it, but... We got rid of the heart and we're unsure whether she saw it or not.
And do we know?
We don't know.
She
didn't say anything to me yesterday.
Right.
But.
Did you spend the whole day really kind of nervous about this?
Absolutely.
Worried about this? I bet you did.
And to backtrack a little bit, I broached this with great sensitivity when I found out. And I chatted with her out of the blue, something like, how are you? Are you seeing anyone?
Yeah.
Because I knew
you
about
did.
It. And she goes, yes, I am seeing someone. And I said, oh, what's their name? Because I really wanted her to say it. And she goes, you know, Amy or whatever. I was like, whoa, there it is.
Great.
So anyway, thank you very much for doing that, Jason.
And you have to look like you don't mind that. That's not, yeah, happy she's seeing someone and you've no interest in the gender whatsoever.
Didn't react at all.
No, you have to.
Just like, good on you.
That's a tough one for a guy.
It's very hard because I wanted to say, what happened there? Like, I wanted to know. But no, you got to be, I guess I am supportive.
You have to be, Can't be seen to be homophobic.
And now she knows that I'm supportive since I liked a photo on her Instagram.
Right.
On accident.
Yeah. So this is a difficult subject to talk about on the radio.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't think so.
It is, because I would go there, and we can't go there.
Okay. Is that why you're suppressing yourself?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll let you do that. Hey, we got a phone call.
Really?
Shall we go to the phone?
Yeah. Nice.
KX93.5, hello.
Tyler, do you have a small fridge?
We do have a small fridge.
All right, I'll bring you some.
Are you going to ask me if it's running away now?
Personal question, isn't it? Do you have a small
personal,
fridge?
Very, very personal at this time of morning. See
okay.
you in a couple minutes.
Bye. Vic's bringing us fish.
Oh, fish.
That's listener Vic. He's bringing us some freshly caught fish.
Great.
But I thought it was one of those things where, is your refrigerator running? I thought it was one of those.
Right, like it's sort of,
where you better go catch it.
Oh, good. Like one of those.
Like a prank.
Prank
call.
Yeah. No. And fish, nice. But this time of the morning, donuts.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter? Now.
Twice a week, Jason Fetty writes a song for us about our local police blotter, the crimes that occur, the people that are in it. And he's got a new one for us this morning.
Yeah, songs about the people that are in it more than the crimes that occur. Honestly, there were some great stories this week in the police blotter. An electric dog collar was stolen, for example. A man was caught shoplifting corn nuts and incense.
Corn nuts.
Yes. Good juxtaposition. When he emptied his pockets, corn nuts were found. And incense. And a lady was arrested for possession of a controlled substance after a caller said she had been sitting on some steps for 3 hours without moving.
So there's some good stories.
Great stories, but one thing that seemed to be a common thread throughout many of the stories was the age of the participants this week. A lot of them seemed very old to me, and it made me think about my own life and be grateful for it. And so I wrote this song in tribute to the older people that were arrested this week in Laguna Beach. Joseph Jeffrey Noon sleeps out in the road, caught stealing food. To eat in is no fixed abode. Rhonda Matoy was born in 1959. 2015, she couldn't stay clean. Got arrested for sleeping outside. When I am old and tired, if I have lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life. Out on the street alone, Mark Dennis, 55, throwing beer cans at cars on the highway, arrested for property crime. When I am old and gray, if I've lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life. William Hampshire, 64, Leslie Ogle, 55, one unnamed man born in 66, 62-year-old John Robert Hine, John Robert Hine. When I am old and tired, if I have lost my way, I hope you'll take me aside so that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life. So that I don't get punished for making a mess of my life.
What a lovely surprise, Jason Fetty.
Thanks.
I loved it. It really was great. And those are real people that may really hear that song, that really live in this town and sleep on the streets and really have done those things that really sometimes aren't funny if you look at it that way.
I'm singing the police blotter. I didn't say it would always be funny.
I love it. Well done.
Thanks.
I think that'll be the last track on the album when we release it, right?
Yeah, maybe so.
Good closer. Jason Fetty sings the police blotter on Tuesdays and Fridays here on Daily Scramble Live. We're KX93.5.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
That's us, Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach, California. Anywhere online at KX93.5.com on a mobile device, a pad, a screen, an iWatch. I think you can listen to us on your watch now. I really do.
iWatch.
I know you do.
It's really an odd thing, an iWatch. It's not. Have you tried one on? Have you?
No.
Have you had to go? I did it in the Apple Store.
Of course you did.
It's not for me.
Hey, do you want to know what you're going to mess up on your turkey this year? Some common things that humans mess up on their turkey.
Okay.
Thanksgiving's 2 days away, right?
It is.
It's important information.
Okay.
Don't not thaw it out. That makes sense. A 12 to 16 pound turkey takes 4 days to thaw in the fridge from frozen. Meaning if you had a frozen turkey, you should have moved it to the freezer yesterday. Did you do that?
If you have a frozen turkey,
yep.
You should have moved it to the freezer.
To the fridge from the freezer.
From the freezer, right.
Yesterday.
No, I'm not making. I'm being served.
Oh,
yeah, and I don't mean a subpoena either.
Did your hosts do this?
I've no idea.
You might want to check.
You know what? I'm going to Mike Waldman's place, and he'll be here at 9 o'clock.
Well,
so
we'll ask him these things.
Yeah.
Don't brine a turkey that's already been brined.
Yeah.
If it contains something like 8% water, salt, and spices, you don't need to brine it.
You can't brine it in the dishwasher either. It doesn't work.
Let it be known that my tips are official. Jason's are not. Don't keep it in the fridge until you're ready to put it in the oven. You have to let it sit in a pan at room temperature for about an hour.
Okay.
Okay. Don't open the oven too much because you're going to get heat out of there. So
yeah, don't keep looking at it.
Don't keep. I always make that mistake. I want to know how it's going.
It doesn't need basting.
That's the next tip. Well done.
Okay.
Don't baste it while it's in the oven. Some people swear by it, but you lose heat every time.
Yeah.
And don't carve the turkey as soon as it's out of the oven. Wait 15 minutes so the juices have time to soak back into the meat.
Yeah, let it settle.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sounds like you know a lot about cooking turkey.
Well, chickens.
Same thing?
We're Jews. We eat a lot of chickens. Same kind of thing. Yeah. Similar bird, isn't it? Turkeys have become huge over the years. 20 years ago, you could never get a 30-pound turkey. Now, they're everywhere.
Probably like,
they're trying to take over the world.
Genetically modified turkey farms.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, let's do this thing.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Right, sorbet of the day. Today's sorbet is kind of a top tip too. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a brain peel. Doing a brain peel this morning. A loofah for your loaf. So regular listeners will know that we do this every morning. We like to just relax and try and find a way to just let go of whatever it is that you're stressing and obsessing about. Okay, so lotus position and dim the lights.
In your car.
light a joss stick, you know.
What?
A joss stick. The incense sticks.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? Lighten the mood if you are ever in a traffic collision by putting confetti in your car's airbags.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Great. Speaking of which, REM song Drive.
Ah.
How do you like that?
Yep. Good transition. Excellent.
We'll do the morning news in just a little bit. Jason will encore the police blotter if you missed it in the 8 a.m. hour.
Daily scramble live. Daily scramble live.
I love that. It sounds like it's got such yearning.
The very emotional.
Very emotional.
Very emotional jingle. Daily Scramble Live is our morning show here on KX93.5. It is Tuesday, which, you know, used to be a new music day, and it's not really anymore. Did you know this? Friday is now the new music day, because albums used to come out on Tuesday. Now they come out on Friday. That got changed a couple months ago.
Oh, really?
But we still like to remember Tuesday in its glory days.
Why don't we just do that? We'll stick with the old plan.
We're sticking with it. So even though new music tends to come out on Fridays now, we like to play a brand new song for you every Tuesday in a segment called New Spins Me Right Round. Now, here's what we're aiming to prove in this segment. Are you eating a Jolly Rancher?
No.
Are you eating a...
I'm not eating anything.
Vicodin.
How dare you?
Is now a good time?
Now's a good time. I'm with you. Sorry, I was in the middle of... I was actually rewriting the police blotter.
Excellent.
As you spoke.
So New Spins Me Right Round is a segment where we play you a new song, and we sing part of that song to the tune of Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round.
Because once upon a time, some months ago, we were listening to new music, as we do. We listen to new music usually on a Monday. And we have Steph in here, Steph Weaver-Weinberg, our assistant, who loves music and is really into it. Tyler's here, I'm here. And sometimes we have a guest. And we pick music from the whole batch of stuff that's just come out or about to come out. And just one day, I think Tyler started singing along to one of the songs. You spin me right. Eventually, you just get overloaded with music and you're like, I just can't listen to any more new music. Please let me go and get lunch or something. And he started singing, you spin me right round, baby, right round, along with the song that was playing. So ever since then, we've done that at every meeting. At some point, somebody will sing, you spin me right round, baby, right round.
And it proves that the time signature of the song fits modern rock, mm-hmm. and therefore can somehow fit into our playlist. We don't add it unless it can be sung
right.
to Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round.
That's how you know it's going to work on the radio.
So this segment aims to do two things. It introduces you to a brand new song that we really like, and it also lets us sing Dead or Alive on the radio.
On the radio, yeah.
Okay, so the song we're going to play today is by the new side project of Matt Berenger of The National, which is called Elvi. Matt Berenger has that really deep baritone voice in The National. Mm-hmm. This is different, a little quirkier for him. And the song's called Happiness, Missouri.
Okay, good. Happiness, Missouri. Happiness, Misery. Good, clever.
Oh, okay.
Happiness, Misery.
Playing words.
Yep.
And Matt has teamed up with Brent Knumpf. Brent Knumpf of Ramona Falls. And together they are Elvi, and we're going to play this song, Happiness, Missouri, and do our Dead or Alive thing to it now.
Just a minute, Happiness, Missouri, I got to get your mind off. By the way, I told you we were in this. Happiness, Missouri, I got to get your mind off.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
That was
one of the
very satisfying.
It's time for Guess That Alt J Lyric on KX93.5.
One of my absolute favorite segments here on the morning show, Daily Scramble Live, is called Guess That Alt J Lyric. We've got a full studio now. Jason Fetty, hello.
Hello.
Producer Steph Weaver Weinberg in studio, hello.
Hi there.
Music expert Mike Waldman also in studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So this game is called Guess That Alt J Lyric. Steph is going to play short clips of Alt-J songs, which, if you're not familiar, is a completely indiscernible famous indie band who I love and adore, and a lot of people do. You just can't understand a damn thing they say. So Guess That Alt-J Lyric will be played now. Steph will play a clip, and then we will take turns trying to guess what the lead singer, Joe, is saying in the song.
All right, here we go. This is from the song Intro, and here is the first one.
Is this a nod to the Okay, I think I got it.
All right, let's hear it, Tyler.
Is this a nod to the Chemical?
Mm. Oh. Mm.
Jason Fetty? Mm.
I had, is this a nod to the Valley? No.
Ooh.
Mike Waldman?
Interesting.
I heard, is a nod, nod.
He's probably the closest.
Mike is definitely the closest. 1 point for Mike. It's just a nod to the Canon now.
Oh, you were closest.
Let's hear it one more time.
I heard a C.
Kind of hear it there. No, yeah.
What did you say? Yeah, you said it's a nod
to the Chemical. Yeah.
Yeah. Ad Valley, no.
Mm-hmm. And Mike had no. So I think I probably get the point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Points for Tyler.
All right, excellent. Next one.
All right. It's from the same song from Intro.
Jesus.
One more time. There you go. Ready?
Once more.
Here we go.
That's one of the hardest ones we've ever had.
It's a long one. It's long. You two, that's half of that would have been okay.
All right, Mike, you start on that one.
I have do you ever look at the sky and think that I'm glad I'm alive?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Jason,
was I close?
Yeah, very close.
I was very close.
I don't have one.
All I got was the word uniform. That's all I got.
One more time. Play again. Try again.
Oh, you think uniform?
Narcissist.
I've got wonderful. I've got wonderful at the end, and I've got sushi in the middle.
I've got narcissist and hopeless, and you put on your uniform.
I like a little sushi because I think it's wonderful.
Points for Mike. It's hustle over hot muscle shower, comma, twitch off the beautiful.
Right? Wow. Oh, that's beautiful, wonderful.
I'd like a hot muscle shower.
Right? You got to hustle over it, though.
Is there a place in Laguna you can get a hot muscle shower?
There is, yeah.
Just gibberish.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
All right.
I wonder, can you get these tracks without the music so you can just hear the words?
That would be the weirdest thing you've ever listened to, I bet, if it didn't have any music. All right.
Here's another one from Every Other Freckle.
One of my favorites.
I'm gonna bed into you like a cat beds into a demon.
I'm gonna go last because I know this lyric. Right. I know this one.
Here we go. Jason, any guesses?
I'm gonna bed into you like a cat rips into a beanbag.
Wow.
Mike Waldman?
I'm really into you like a catfish.
Ooh.
Jason, you were one word off.
Yeah, very close.
I'm going to bed into you like a cat beds into a beanbag.
Beds yes. into a beanbag.
Yes.
Ah, you see, I'm an old school songwriter. I would never have repeated the word beds. I would have always gone for another word.
Play it again.
I'm going to bed into you like a cat beds into a beanbag.
And the next line is turn you inside out and lick you like a crisp packet.
Ah, crisp packet.
Mm. Yeah, which is a British chip, right? A British chip
bag. Bag of chips.
Yep. Total non sequitur. Just ridiculous. From Something Good, here is another one.
What's funny about that one is I know many of the words to Something Good, and whenever it gets to that part in the song, I just start mumbling. So you've identified the hardest part of the song.
Yeah. Perfect.
One more time.
I will say this is really hard because one of the words is in Spanish, not in
English. I think I got them. Okay. I think I got one of them.
All right.
Mike, did you get it?
That's a door. You're mine. Let's bonk.
Once more, Steph. That's a door. It's matador.
Mm.
Matador's the first word.
Yeah. Ah. And then
it's an ode to a matador.
In your mind, let it fall. I don't know.
Something in your mind once more. Let's go down in your mind once more.
I'll give you guys a hint. The second word, the one after matador, is the one in Spanish. Now try it. Matador.
S something. S.
You
espadrille.
Steph is
espadrille.
Matador is also a Spanish
that's
word.
That's a door.
Yes.
But the next word is S.
Spanish.
So S, just the short word S, right, is S.
No.
I adore espadrilles.
Matador es quiere.
I'm a bull.
All right, what is it, Steph? I'm dying.
It's matador estocada. You're my blood sport.
You expected us to know the word estocada.
I didn't. That's why I gave you the whole preamble. It's hard. I gave you a little out. Okay,
I like Mike's thing better. I think it's much better. I'm a boar. Espadrilles on my mind once more.
Estocada, if you guys are wondering, because I was, so I Googled it. It's the thrust of the sword by the matador, the killing thrust.
Oh, the estocada.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's it.
Yeah. Toro. Estacada. Interesting.
More?
Yeah, one more. Let's do one more. Guess that Alt-J lyric is the game. We're playing Alt-J songs and trying to guess them, pretty much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Well,
now, this is interesting because this is a song about Laguna Beach. And it's about Tyler Russell, the song.
And
it says, it goes, I'm on Big Bend. On the way to trivia. Right? Play it again, you'll see.
That's right, you'll see.
I'm on Big Bend. I'm going to go find some trivia. Right?
We all know how much Tyler loves trivia. Guys.
Tyler does love trivia. He loves to go to trivia
more.
Night.
Very funny. That's all I can hear now. That's all I am. It's me on Big Ben. I'm going to look for trivia. That's all I can hear. I did hear the word narwhal in there. Is that in there?
What?
It's really not.
I heard narwhal. All right.
It's impressive.
Mike, would you like to guess that one?
I'm going to pass this one.
Hey, Mike's done. He's so over it. All right, Steph, what was it?
It's be your minpin, M-I-N-P-I-N.
That's not even English.
It's a miniature pincher, which is a dog breed. Mm-hmm.
Please.
Be your minpin
and
borrower of handsome trivia. That's the
be
whole
thing. So trivia was right.
And borrower of handsome trivia. No. Yep.
Me on Big Ben, I'm gonna go find some trivia.
Me on minpin and borrower of handsome trivia.
Oh, Alt-J, man. It's the best. Yep. Well done, everyone. Yeah. Thank you for playing Guess That Alt-J Lyric. Mike Waldman wins today. Well done, Mike Waldman. You won. And coming up, he's going to highlight some rare tracks for us in his wardrobe. Steph, excellent job. Thank you.
All right.
I've made up my mind over and over.
So deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on
KX93.5. Mike Waldman's here, and he's going to play his rare tracks every week or thereabouts. He comes in here and he brings his computer and he brings songs for us to listen to. He's got a big collection of music, haven't you, Mike?
I have a very big collection of music.
It's very big. It's impressive.
Very but I wear a long coat. Nobody can really tell.
And you've been doing this for a while. We used to do this during the day.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is, I think, your favorite kind of music that I bring in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What, you mean today?
Today's theme, I think, is your favorite.
My personal favorite.
Yeah, you always get a big kick out of it.
What is it?
It's mashups.
Australian klezmer?
Austrian klezmer.
Austrian skiffle?
Yeah.
No.
Do you actually like mashups? Or is he being sarcastic?
He's being sarcastic.
No,
but
you always say how much fun you love them. You think they're so creative.
I do. I really do.
Fantastic.
And it amazes me that people get hold of the tapes and they're able to make these mashups in the first place. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, so does everybody know what a mashup is?
Well, why don't you tell
perhaps
us?
We should explain it to the audience, just in case they don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's when a DJ typically takes one or more songs. Actually, it has to be more than one song, actually. So it has to be take two
you
or...
You can't mash up one song.
Now, you can take up two or more songs, and you can mix them together. You can put the vocals over of one song over the music of another, or you can take the music of a different song and put it over the vocals. And you make something completely different.
Do you know what's a really great example of a mashup?
What?
When we do New Spin Me Right Round, Baby Right Round.
That's a mashup. We mash up every week.
We mash up every week.
Dead or Alive with some new indie tune.
We mash up Dead or Alive, regardless.
And I think they're very happy to do that. And it's the greatest thing. If you want to go on the web and you look up, just type in the word mashup, you get the strangest songs that you're never going to hear otherwise. And, you know, I'm not going to play all these today, but, for example, you can hear a mashup of Justin Bieber and Slipknot.
Wow.
Or you can hear a mashup of DMX and the Reading Rainbow theme song.
That sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that.
Y'all going to make me lose my mind. I think that's DMX. Yeah.
And you can hear Nine Inch Nails and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Excellent.
So it's weird.
It's really, really strange.
Who's Carly Rae Jepsen?
She sings Call Me Maybe.
She had that one hit, Call Me Maybe.
Don't bother with him.
Is it pop music? Is it country music?
He hasn't heard it.
I bet you could do Spin Me Right Round on top of it.
We're definitely good.
I just made
exactly. And in fact, one of the best ones I just heard today. Again, I'm not going to play this one, but if you want to hear a great mashup, Iron Maiden and the Monkees. It is awesome.
Cool. So which ones are we doing today?
So we're doing the first one we're going to hear is by this guy from Australia, DJ from Australia. His name is Wax Audio, and he mashed together the Bee Gees, because he's from Australia, and Pink Floyd. And this is called Being Alive in the Wall.
We'll be right back.
so great. It's a oh. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Stand still, laddie.
Well, I smack you.
It's great. I think it's an improvement on both songs. And yep. I love the Bee Gees. I love Pink Floyd, but I don't think either of those are their best songs.
Well, I think that every Pink Floyd song needs a disco beat. I have to say that a lot of them are, if you're on Valium, they sound really good. But if you have a good disco beat underneath them, awesome, right?
Perks it up a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, and an incredible lead guitar solo on top of the other song. Incredible. Yeah.
Again, it was Pink Floyd mashed up with the Bee Gees. Mike Waldman is here showcasing some rare mashups today. And I got to say, Mike, I'm a little nervous for the next one.
Well, I remember about 6 months ago, I played a Rhiannon mashup, and you were kind of amazed that we would play Rhiannon on this radio station.
Yeah. You mean Rihanna, not Rhiannon, the Fleetwood Mac song.
Oh, yeah,
you're right. You mean Rihanna, the pop artist.
I'm enthusiastic, but stupid.
Want to make sure people know what you're talking about. Rihanna, the Puerto Rican artist or wherever she's from. Yeah.
Yes, the one that's naked most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, what we're going to hear next is from a Brazilian DJ by the name of DJ Faroff. And probably not the name his parents gave him. But anyway, he lives in L.A. now. But I could tell he's from Brazil because all of his Twitters are in Portuguese. But anyway, we're going to hear Metallica with Miss Britney Spears playing Enter the Toxman.
All right. If it stops suddenly, it's because I stopped it.
Just that you had so many options. You know, there's so many mashups, and you picked one with Britney Spears in it. I just don't get it.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
All right, it's over. It was a mashup of Metallica and Britney Spears. Mike Waldman is here in his wardrobe of musical wonderfulness, pushing his luck this morning.
You didn't care for that?
Showcasing rare mashups.
You didn't care for that?
It's just so not us, man. It's just so not generational alt rock.
It's ear candy, though, isn't it? I wasn't really listening. I kind of tuned out. I was looking at nude pictures of Rihanna.
I've got...
who another artist who I would, I mean, I say artist, if she came up, if she wandered up to me and whacked me in the face with a baseball bat, I wouldn't know who she was. Although she's, yeah, nice looking bird. Is that the point?
If somebody drove by and just heard our station out of context, they wouldn't even think it was our station.
Right.
That's the problem.
That's the problem with that.
You see, you see.
Get out. Yeah.
And never come back. Never darken our doorstep again.
But I'm very
Metallica's. You wouldn't consider.
Oh, I love Metallica.
Yeah, but it's not for we don't.
We don't
play
really play Metallica, but I'm a fan. Yeah.
There's lots of music out there we don't play. I like Noel Coward, but we don't play that either.
You know you should.
We
in
might
fact,
do over
next
Christmas.
Week, Metallica and Noel Coward.
But they are clever. Mashup's a very clever thing, but I'm still confused as to how these guys get hold of the tapes, or if they even do.
What do you mean how they get hold of the tapes? You just take the karaoke version of the Foo of Metallica and add in the lyrics.
Is that
of
how
Britney
you do
Spirit.
It?
Yeah, it's really easy.
Is that how you do
I
it?
I can make you a mash.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure?
Well, it's a way. It's a way that I've done it.
But the karaoke versions never sound as good. They never, you know,
get so not the original tracks.
You're saying
typically.
You don't know how they find just the vocal track from the master version,
right? Are they not the original track? You're saying,
well, typically the karaoke tracks are not the original tracks off the records,
right? That's right, yeah,
because they can't afford the rights to that,
right?
They can't afford to pay for that. But if you go onto YouTube, you can hear the individual tracks of every Beatles song. You could just hear the bass of right. every Beatles song. You right. can hear so the backup vocals
of every.
You can
find it, man.
And
it's out there.
And I just think it's technology now where they're able to separate it out.
Yeah, and find that stuff. Very clever. Or maybe speed up and slow down so that tracks become in the same key as each other, one another.
Yep.
Like that, I find it hard to believe that Bee Gees track would be in the same key originally.
Well, you have to match the BPM of two songs
that's
as well.
Right,
right beats per minute.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
You do.
It's really not that hard. It's really not.
I'm genius.
No, it sounds a lot of fun. I, you know, if I had 5 minutes, I'd sit down and do it myself. I spend a lot of time on the computer with music, you know.
No, because you're busy, you know, figuring how to sing Spin Me Round Round on top of songs.
All right, let's get to the last thing that Mike's brought to us today, which is not a rare track, but rather a brand new one released overnight.
Yes, Foo Fighters released on their website and also on Apple iTunes a new EP called Saint Cecilia, and it's five songs, and it was recorded in the Saint Cecilia Hotel in Austin, Texas, during one of their off nights. They're hanging out in the bar. There was a recording studio next door. The recording studio brought over all the equipment. They recorded the music right in the bar, and then they did the vocals up in the room. It took 2 weekends to do the whole thing, and they gave it away for free.
Very cool.
So if you're interested, Foo Fighters, their website, or on Apple iTunes. And this is going to be the title track, Saint Cecilia.
Awesome. Mike Waldman, thank you, and we'll see you next week for more rare stuff.
There ain't no secrets anymore. My name's been hanging on the hook outside your door. Just an old feeling I can't keep it down anymore. Bring me some healing, Saint Cecilia, carry me home.